Lord, will only a few people be saved? Someone asked Jesus on his journey that question. It's described in Luke's Gospel, our Mass reading for today. He doesn't answer the question, but instead Jesus tells his listeners to respond immediately to God's call when they hear it. But why was the question asked anyway, you wonder? Well, was it because the response wasn't good when Jesus made his way to Jerusalem? In our first reading today, Isaiah the prophet predicts people from all over the world will flock to Jerusalem when the Messiah comes. So were those who followed Jesus few in number then? And will the response to Jesus sometimes be the same? The journey to Jerusalem that Jesus makes never ends, we believe. It goes on through time as Christian missionaries go through other towns and places and even continents. It took place when European explorers, settlers, and missionaries brought faith in Jesus Christ to peoples in North America who never knew him. Lord, will only a few people be saved? Early Christian missionaries may have asked that as they looked at their attempts to evangelize the native peoples of North America. Historians estimate about 50 million Indians lived in North America before the arrival of the Europeans. And 100 years later, only 10% survived, mainly because of diseases brought by the newcomers. In 100 years or so, as European settlers increased in number, most of the native tribes in eastern North America were forced westward or destroyed by war or smallpox brought by the Europeans. Coming to the New World, Catholic missionaries like the Jesuits and Franciscans hoped not only to convert the native peoples to Christianity, but some thought they might create a fresh, vibrant Christian civilization without the antagonisms and rivalries of Europe. They looked for a new Pentecost, but it didn't come. Their harvest wasn't great. The two civilizations were very different. The sense of superiority the Europeans brought, colonialism, the diseases that decimated the native population, made the native peoples question Christianity. It seemed to be a faith that brought death rather than life. I hope to visit soon the National Museum of the American Indians, located in the old customs house across from Battery Park near the ferry in New York City. It's a good place to remember the native peoples in the story of America. They were the first whom the Europeans traded with. They were the guides into an unknown land. The native peoples provided new foods for the growing populations in Africa, Europe, and America. They had a great respect for the land, a greater respect than those who came after them. And of course, their story now is largely forgotten. At the museum, I'll remember St. Kateri Tekakwitha, a Native American who lived along the Mohawk River past Albany, New York. She offers an insight into the culture and social world of the Native peoples. Smallpox brought by the Europeans disfigured and partially blinded her. Other diseases like tuberculosis, measles, malaria brought death to large numbers of the native peoples who were diminished further by wars and greed for Indian lands. But she came to believe in Jesus Christ. At the museum, I'll also remember Father Isaac Jogues, the fearless Jesuit missionary who was eventually killed by the Mohawks at Osernanon, that's Auriesville, presently past Albany on the Mohawk River. A strong faith in Christ brought him to the New World, where he experienced the clash of cultures as Christianity entered a Native American world. Fleeing from Indian captivity, he came here to New York, New Amsterdam then, in 1643, and was put on a ship for France by a good Dutch minister here. And a few years later, he returned, still eager to bring the Christian faith to the native peoples. But he was killed in 1646. He wanted them to know Jesus Christ. Now, what do these old examples say about our mission today as disciples of Jesus to make him known? Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always until the end of the world, Jesus says in Matthew 28. Now, what does that mean today? Well, some say today that we should think more positively of cultures like that of the American Native peoples. Some say Christians should simply be present in these cultures and silently profess their faith and work for the common good. Some even say we should not evangelize at all. Well, certainly the Spirit of God has been active in humanity from the beginning, and unfortunately we've missed God's gifts in cultures and religions not our own. The Church today recognizes the good in other religions. The Catholic Church recognizes that good. It rejects nothing that is true and holy in these other religions. That's according to the Vatican Council. But still, it recognizes that they are a preparation for the gospel. The Church is missionary by her very nature. Again, that's the Vatican Council statement. She's called to both dialogue respectfully, work for the common good, and proclaim her belief. Of course, we're not only speaking of other cultures and religions here. What about our own culture, which is becoming increasingly resistant to Christian belief? How do we dialogue respectfully and proclaim our belief to our own, our young people, those who are drifting away? Lord, will only a few be saved? We still hear that question today.